WFAE's new podcast, Southbound, aims to engage in conversations with people who reveal how the region shapes who they are and what they do. It debuts next week. Host Tommy Tomlinson's first guest is Harvey Gant. He was Charlotte's first African-American mayor when he served two terms in the 1980s. He then had memorable campaigns against U.S. Senator Jesse Helms. He talks about all that in his conversation with Tommy. He also discusses growing up in Charleston, South Carolina, and the sequence of events that led to him becoming the first African-American at Clemson University. In this excerpt from Southbound, we pick up with Gant recalling a sit-in he participated in while in high school.
We had practice sessions in which we had one group of people acting as the antagonists, the other group of people sitting as the sit-iners, and we hurled all kinds of epithets to see how many people were provoked beyond, and we identified some students.
So what was there in you that made you feel like you could deal with that?
I never doubted that I could do it. Maybe all those years of study and this passion, this feeling that America was going to be better than this and I'm going to be part of this change, and now I found a way to do it and this is the way I'm going to do it. I'm going to be a part of a sit-in that's going to change Charleston. So 35 to 40 students came down there by 26 or 27. And then we didn't even tell our parents.
I was going to ask that. So did
you? No, we couldn't tell our parents. It would be crazy to tell our parents, because they would be the hindrance to us ever doing it. In fact, when my mother found out that I'd done it, she was angry with me, even though my father was privately amused by it. But her first thing was, you're going to have a police record, and that's going to affect your going to college or whatever. But those are things you don't worry about. You don't think about those kinds of things.
I don't remember. Did you actually get arrested that day?
Oh, we did. We got arrested. We sat at the lunch counter, and the manager comes out immediately, and they're obviously very prepared for this kind of potential thing. Bottom line, though, is we sat for about 6 or 7 hours, maybe, and they told us that you're trespassing, and we were taken nicely. You know, all that stuff we were expecting, all the hooting and the jeering and stuff, the Charleston police, to their credit, decided we're not going to allow that kind of thing to occur in Charleston. And so they cleared the store. They made sure that when they arrested us, no one bothered us. They didn't even take us to a jailhouse, but they took us to a courtroom, a vacant courtroom, and we sat there for the rest of the afternoon until our parents came to pick us up at about 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening. They couldn't wait to get us to the car so they could cuss us out. We were finally cleared. We always had that charge against us, even when we went off to college, that we'd been arrested, that the case was pending in court. And it was Matthew Perry that got us off in a class action suit that said that none of these things were legitimate. And, of course, we all knew it wasn't. So,
did that make you immediately want to do something else? I mean, did you have sort of a thirst to do that sort of thing, though?
It is interesting, isn't it? People ask that question often. Is that the thing that drove you to go to Clemson? I never related the two.
Really?
Not in that sense. It wasn't as if I'm finished with this challenge, now let me go take on the next challenge. What it did say was that when you see something that needs to be corrected and it's something you're interested in doing, always believe that the rightness of the thing could cause you to move to action. What triggered the Clemson thing was this notion, after spending a semester in Iowa and seeing how cold it got in the winters, and noticing that Clemson was a decent school of architecture, had a decent school of architecture, what motivated me was to say, why not go there? See, that's what this whole thing, the Supreme Court decision, as we look back on it, said to a lot of young people, there are lots of possibilities that we've never explored before. So we're not going to be hindered by the fact that something says, the law says you can't go because of the color of your skin. Now, I took advantage of laws that the South had started to put together. One of them was, in fear of having schools integrated, they had decided that separate but equal would work, but it didn't quite work at the higher education level in courses that are not easy to put in place in two places. Architecture was one of those. So if, in fact, someone wanted to study architecture as a black person, they put in place a tuition grant program that said, we will pay the difference between what the in-state and out-state student would pay if you were going to Clemson. So I got that differential for two semesters.
So the state of South Carolina actually paid you to go to Iowa State.
They paid the difference.
But Iowa State was too cold.
It was too cold.
So
people
so would history be different if you'd gone to like Arizona State?
It might have been. That's a very good question. But that shows you how interesting history turns on some of the things that you never expected to turn on.
That's former Charlotte Mayor Harvey Gantz speaking to Tommy Tomlinson, the host of WFAE's Southbound podcast. That full episode will be available next Wednesday. You can learn more about Southbound at WFAE.org.